Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome. We're starting off with a Ray Bryant piano solo dedicated to his wife, Claude. Recorded at the Robeson Campus Centre, Rutgers University, Newark, in May 2004. A piano solo by Ray Bryant, his own compo, Little Girl, dedicated to his wife, Claude. This was part of the university's day-long celebration of Fats Waller's centennial. Bryant interspersed some of his own songs alongside those of Waller's in this recorded set. A gentle start. Now we're off to Chelsea Bridge.
Thank you.
Billy Strayhorn's gorgeous Chelsea Bridge from a CBS LP called New Groove. The leader of this quartet is Pee Wee Russell, who's best known for his Dixieland work. His old groove, I assume, in this parlance. Nothing wrong with an old groove, I might add. Pee Wee had played with Bix Beiderbecke, Red Nichols, and off and on for decades. Eddie Condon, so yes, a veteran of the early days of jazz. And here we are in New York in November 62, hearing Pee Wee enter his new groove. Pee Wee clarinet, Marshall Brown trombone, Russell George bass, Ron Lundberg drums. From Chelsea, we go to Sweden. Thank you. recorded in Uppsala in Sweden, October 84, a fantastic LP called Soul Brothers at Home. The Soul Brothers is the name of the band, and they are at home indeed, as all lived in Uppsala at this time. John Hogman, tenor, Ulf Johansson, Hammond B3, Lars Lundström, bass, and Bjorn Joden, drums. And we heard their eponymous song, Soul Brothers, a John Hogman compo. Here's a treat, it's Billie Holiday.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lie, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby and one more for me. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet, and I've got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That
the wonderful Miss Billie Holiday in L.A., Jan 57, a mammoth recording session for Verve Records, supervised by Norman Grants. Some 20 songs recorded in total, plus a number of alternate takes. Verve often reissued songs and sessions under different LP titles, often mixing recording dates and very seldom giving details of the dates or indeed the musos involved, as is the case here. Odd, given that Grants was the jazz man and should have understood that his audience wanted this info. But then again, his job was really to sell tickets and albums. But a little research tells me that this was a serious lineup supporting Lady Day. Easy to recognise the muted trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison, the breathy tenor of Ben Webster, Jimmy Rolls was on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Mitchell bass and Alvin Stoller drums. Some bluesy piano coming up, and it's a Brit, Scotsman actually.
Thank you.
Stan Grieg, Stanley Mackay Grieg on piano and leader with his own compo Heir to the Duke. He describes the song as taking some of those great Duke harmonies and putting them together as a tune, unquote. And it worked. I chose this particular song as the writer of the liner notes, one Humphrey Lyttelton, no less, said it was his fave on the LP, recorded at the Pizza Express in Soho, March 85. Pete Skivington bass guitar, Johnny Richardson drums. Humph did the artwork, wrote the liner notes, and it was released on Humph's label, Calligraph. Edinburgh-born Stan played with many of the British band leaders, Humph, Ken Collier, Sandy Brown, as well as running his own groups. That must lead us on to our Ellington number. Having obliquely mentioned this Columbia album last week, I thought I'd better feature something from it this week. The album is Piano in the Background, featuring obviously the complete Duke Ellington Orchestra. We've just heard the Duke's Harlem Airshaft. it wasn't on the original LP, but on Columbia's centennial reissue of all of their recordings by Ellington. The Duke described the song as, quote, "You get the full essence of Harlem in an air shaft. You hear fights, you smell dinner, you hear people making love, you hear intimate gossip, you hear the radio. An air shaft is one great big loud speaker. You hear the janitor's dogs, you smell the coffee, you hear people praying, fighting, smoking. Jitterbugs are jumping up and down, always over you, never below you. I try to put all that in Harlem Air Shaft," unquote. Here's good advice. Listen to the woman. Joey Barron on drums is the leader on this 97 Intuition label album called Down Home, but sat out on that number, Listen to the Woman. Arthur Blyve on alto is on the other songs, but he also sits out here. That just leaves Bill Frisell guitar and Ron Carter bass, and that's fine by us. Here's the SDR Big Band with the original arrangement of Tuxedo Junction. Stuttgart, Germany, Feb 93, and the second volume by Paul Kuhn and the SDR Big Band of original arrangements of Big Band theme songs and faves. We heard Erskine Hawkins's, who we featured just last week, his Tuxedo Junction. Soloists were Carl Farrant, trumpet, Bernd Raber, clarinet, and Klaus Graf, alto. There are times when those arrangements and these songs just hit the spot. Well, here's a song that will always plump your cushions. Thank you. that was an alternate take of Moaning from the Blue Note album of the same name. Bobby Timmons wrote this ageless hard bop standard, much covered, never bettered, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, October 58. And yes, it's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Blakey has always packed the Messengers with young talent, and here is no exception. Blakey on drums, a veteran of 39, Benny Golson, tenor, 29, Lee Morgan, trumpet, 20, Bobby Timmons, piano, 22, and Jimmy Merritt, drums, 32. If I could only have one song on my desert island, then Moaning would have to be a contender. I was going to shorten it a bit, but simply couldn't. And that was the alternate take. Three wows, I reckon. Here's a seldom-heard Horace Silver compo, Horace being, as you well know, a founder member, once co-leader of the Jazz Messengers. Thank you. Crisscross September 2017 album called Earthlings. The leader is 30-year-old Victor Gould, piano, with Desron Douglas, bass, and Eric McPherson, EMAC, on drums. Several other guests pop up on the other songs. Gould's father was a jazz flautist, and signed young, very young Victor up for piano lessons at the age of 4. Papa Gould would also play Horace Silver's original version of Love Vibrations on repeat, hence its inclusion on this album. Oh, smoke gets in your eyes. Thank you. I tend to think of altoist Vincent Herring as a fast and furious player, but this is a lovely, gentle ballad, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Jerome Kern's standard, recorded in New York, June 94, with Cyrus Chestnut, the Nutman piano, and a new name to me, Jesse Youssef Murphy bass. Wow, that's a multicultural name. And Daniel Sadonik drums. I'm rushing now to squeeze in our last one. Coincidentally, another ballad by someone who I'd normally put more in the honker department. Eric Alexander, tenor, on his own compo, Corazon Perdido. David Hazeltine, piano, John Weber, bass, Joe Farnsworth, drums, Alex Diaz, percussion. As always, huge thanks for joining me, and I really hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care, be well.